Welcome back to another episode of Cyber Defense TV. I have a very special guest today in the hot seat, the CEO of the North American 1440 Research Institute Cybersecurity Company, otherwise known as FFRI-Inc.com, Pablo Garcia. Pablo, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So that was a mouthful. Tell me, really, what does FFRI do that's so unique and innovative in the field of cybersecurity?
Absolutely. The company was founded in 2007. I originally worked with the founders of the company in Southern California, Liso Viejo, UGU Kai, and Ryoji Kanai. They actually went back to Japan. They started FFRI in Tokyo in 2007. One of the things that we were doing early on was, a lot of the predictive and behavioral analytics of stopping the types of malware that were hitting a lot of these companies worldwide.
So, for example, I've been told that FFRI was able to understand, block, protect, defend against malware before it even existed. For example, WannaCry, which went after Windows SMB vulnerability to worm its way around computers as ransomware. You guys already knew how to defend against that exploit before Absolutely. It was even developed.
Yeah, it was actually really funny because we were just doing our job and blocking it. And I think if you were to look at a lot of the technologies in the industry, there's the pre and post execution. And in a lot of cases, a lot of the security existing companies out there, they're focused on post execution rather than pre execution of malware and vulnerabilities. And for us, being a research team, we were looking at that stuff early on. And, fortunately for us, that whole Eternal Blue, that was the stolen NSA toolkit, we happened to be blocking that stuff 15 and a half months prior to public disclosure. So
hold on a sec. 15 and a half months prior to the shadow brokers stealing that exploit or vulnerability knowledge to get into people's computers and create worms and all that. You guys Yes. already knew how to stop that kind of technology.
Yeah, it just happened to be our particular engines that we have in place. And the nice thing about that is that for us, the attack methods haven't changed much. You can recompile a piece of code. You can go after fileless malware. You can go after SMB exploits. I mean, there's all these other things, but the overall behavior hasn't really changed. And I think that's the one thing about our business is that, yeah, guys will come up with new ways to attack, but behind the scenes, they're not really much different.
So FFRI is headquartered in Japan, and you're leading the U.S. offices.
That's correct.
Would you say that FFRI has some significant Japanese customers? And kind of tell us a little bit about the marketplace, where you've been selling, and what are you actually deploying for them?
Absolutely. So we actually have two sides of our business. We have our enterprise side, and we also have our consumer side of the business. We have a lot of government entities, large enterprises in Japan. We're still heading toward that U.S. market and trying to really lay our claim here in the U.S. market. Obviously, highly competitive space. But I think the one thing is the persistence and the quality and the technology over the course of time. We'll start earning more and more of that stake.
Sounds great. And when you say SMB and enterprise, are you saying that you guys are taking it direct, or are you working through channel partners?
Both, actually. So we're making that transition as we bring on more and more channel partners here in North America. As far as, we even provide, multi-tenant console for MSSPs as well. I think a lot of it is more of just finding the right partners.
Sounds good. Is there anything you'd like to share with our viewers? Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just want to say thank you very much. I really, really appreciate your time today, and it's been great chatting with you.
Same here. So go to FFRI-Inc.com and check out one of the most innovative predictive endpoint security companies that are really going to be paving the way to stop the next breach. And then stay tuned next time for another edition of Cyber Defense TV. Thank you.